You're listening to SCAC Softball Podcast. I am joined by Trinity University head softball coach Selena Collins. And coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you're wrapping up your first regular season as the Tigers head coach. The TU Tigers wrap up their season with an 18-22 record, 10-6 in SCAC play, with a third seed coming out of that Western Division, having won six of your last seven games heading into the SCAC tournament. Where is this team as you guys enter the conference championship?
We're in a good place. It started out, we were raw at the beginning, and we kind of set our goals where we wanted to be at the end of the day, and we're right where we want to be. And it's exciting that we made the conference tournament, and at this point my team is peaking. We're in the right place where we're supposed to be at the right time. So I'm really looking forward to going to the tournament.
Coach, top three in the SCAC in both pitching and fielding percentage. Just talk about the importance, especially heading into a conference tournament setting where you could play up to, as many as seven games, how important it is to get that consistent pitching and fielding that you've had throughout the entire season to make a run in the tournament.
Yeah, it's definitely important. That was something that we set very early on that we wanted to be strong in, was our defense. And that's exactly what we did. We came out and we worked hard defensively, and knowing that we would be able to put runs on the board, but ultimately we need to be able to be a tough defending team. And to come out and do what we had set to do at the very beginning is exciting for me, because my team really bought into what I was preaching and what was important to me to bring to this team, and for them to buy into it and to work hard every day, not only on offense but particularly defense, is nice to know that that hard work paid off with being in the top as far as defensively is concerned.
Coach, your team very aggressive on the base pass, leading the conference in stolen bases with 77 on the year. For a team without a ton of power in their lineup, just three home runs this season, how important has that aspect of your game been for this team?
Very important. If we can get our runners on, we've worked on all year, we've worked on the small things, the small ball in our game. Like you said, we have some home run power, but we have a lot more people on our team that's able to get the base hits, and to be able to move our runners is very important to me. So making sure that we're able to play that short game, lay down the bunt, put in the slaps, all that stuff, protect our steals, those kind of things were things that we worked on as a team all year long. And for us to be able to produce runs by getting steals or by moving runners into scoring positions so that we can get that base hit, or so that we can move the runner, score the runner, those are things that we've worked on. So it didn't all just happen by chance. These girls came in every day, and we had something set every day that we were going to work on that was specific to either offense or specific to defense, that I knew that we had to perfect, because we don't have that big-time long ball hitter. We have short game. We have base hitters, things like that. And so to be able to incorporate that into practice and then ultimately be able to produce in games, that was our goal. And so it was exciting just for me to see that, for our team to execute that.
Coach, Rachel Garrett and Karen McPherson have had outstanding years for you. Not only do they possess that speed on the base pass that you talked about, but both have hit over 320 on the year and have scored 25-plus runs. How have you seen them developed throughout the course of the season heading into the tournament?
They're the toughest outs for us, and I know that when they get on base that we're going to be able to score. And so for them, they know that it's very important for them to find a way to get on. And again, that's something that we've worked on and that they've worked very, very hard on, getting good jumps off the bases, getting that bunt down, getting that base hit, and knowing that how important their speed is for us, and to have them on those base paths. They've worked really hard to perfect their game, to perfect their short game, to perfect their running game and their leadoff and things of that nature, that has allowed them, has allowed our team to be successful, and just by them doing their jobs as individuals. So they've done a really, really great job of being leaders on our team offensively, defensively, and they're fun to watch. They really are. They're exciting. When they get on the bases, they're exciting to watch. So I get excited to steal them or to somehow find a way to move them over. And it's just, they really have been a spark plug for our team all year long.
Coach, you're guiding your Tigers into your first SCAC tournament. Just talk about the importance of hoping to get off to a good start in that first game on the weekend.
Right. It's very important. You know, it's not good enough for me just to get to the tournament. And that's something that, you know, I've stressed all year long is that, you know, yeah, it's great that this is our goal, but this isn't our end. This isn't the end of the line for us. Our goal is to get to the tournament and then ultimately win. You know, it's not enough. We're not satisfied. I'm certainly not satisfied. I'm a competitor. I've always been that way. And once I get one goal, I'm on to the next. And so it's not okay. And I'm not satisfied just getting there. I want to win. And so for my girls to buy into that and to have that same mental attitude is really, it's encouraging to me. And it just, it makes me feel good because that's the kind of players that I want that ultimately are just going to compete. And all year long, we've gotten better and better and better. And to see their fire, to see them compete, they're a night and day team. I mean, from the beginning of the year till now, or even from the beginning of the fall until now, they're just so much more fun to watch, and it really is exciting for me as a coach because that's just something I set early on, and so to see them latch on to that and believe in it and to go out there and compete, at the end of the day, that's what I'm most proud of.
And finally, Coach, just talk a little about the keys this weekend that Trinity must continue to do well in order to get the result you guys are looking for, not only in your first round matchup against Rhodes, but to try and make a run and go deep in this tournament.
Definitely our defense. We have to stay solid there and continue to swing the bats. We swing the bats well, and for me, that's something that we've worked on as well, but that's not, I'm not ever really concerned about our offense. My main concern is to make sure that we're solid defensively to allow ourselves to be able to score that run that we need for our pitchers. So as long as we stay solid on defense, make the great plays, make the routine plays, I think that we'll be fine. I have no doubt that we'll be able to put runs on the board, but ultimately it's going to be if we outplay our opponent, that's what's going to ultimately help us to win these games, is to make sure that we play longer than the other team.
Trinity University head softball coach Selena Collins, again, the Trinity University Tigers, the number 3 seed out of the West, open up SCAC tournament play Friday at 10 a.m. from DePaul University against the number 2 seed out of the East in Rhodes College. Coach, thanks again for joining us, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.